This week's mass shooting in Maine is the deadliest so far this year. Let's see how it fits into the bigger picture of gun violence and crime in the U.S. The FBI's annual crime report is the most complete view of these trends nationwide. NPR criminal justice reporter Meg Anderson has been reviewing the newest report for the year 2022 since it came out last week. Hi, Meg.
Hi there.
So, Meg, let's start by talking about the relatively good news in this report. Homicides in general did decrease last year. Is that right?
Yeah. But first, a grain of salt. This data is definitely spotty. For one, it's just reported crimes, and we know that many crimes go unreported. And it's also submitted voluntarily by law enforcement, and participation is pretty uneven. But it still accounts for most of the country. All that being said, violent crime in general was down, including rape and aggravated assault, and homicides fell by around 6%. And that was a huge relief because in 2020, the U.S. saw the largest rise in killings in more than a century. So I talked to Ames Growert at the Brennan Center for Justice about that, and he said that COVID probably played a role in that rise.
The disorder of the pandemic and the stress that caused on, you know, all of our social institutions, the way it shut down key parts of communities like violence intervention programs, schools, libraries, things like that. You shouldn't understate the impact of those things.
He said that it's possible that the decrease that we're seeing now is a sign that the chaos of 2020 is starting to recede. But we still aren't back to where we were in 2019. And when it comes to gun violence, we saw nearly 500,000 violent crimes that involved a firearm, a slight increase over the year before, and juvenile gun fatalities rose significantly, up by 12%. This report didn't look at mass shootings, but given the events in Maine this week, the data really underscores that we still have an incredible amount of gun violence in this country.
Okay, so what about other kinds of crime last year that didn't involve guns? I'm thinking like nonviolent property theft, for example.
So reports of larceny, that includes shoplifting, were up, and car theft in particular was up by more than 10%. And experts say the main driver of that spike is actually a TikTok video, which exposed that Hyundai and Kia cars are relatively easy to steal. An important thing to note is that this is a one-year increase, and give or take a few ebbs and flows, property crime has actually been trending downward since the 80s.
And Meg, we know that reports of hate crimes have been on the rise in recent years. From this report, does that hold true for last year?
It does. So there were more than 11,000 reported hate crimes last year, and that number is likely an undercount because recording a hate crime relies on police figuring out someone's motive. But Incha Rahman at the Vera Institute of Justice told me marginalized communities don't really need data to understand that rise.
The stabbing of a six-year-old Muslim boy or swastikas on a synagogue up on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, like those are the things that really sort of drive perception and fear.
So what I'm hearing there is that she's saying that perception does drive how people think about crime. Like when you hear about horrible crimes like the horrific crime in Chicago, it might feel like there's more violent crime happening in general.
So the perception of crime and the actual level of crime aren't always aligned. For instance, in a Morning Consult poll from last year, most people surveyed thought violent crime was up nationwide when, of course, we know that it wasn't. And when I talked to Ames Growert at the Brennan Center about that, he said policymakers often talk about crime as if it were a few years ago. And that means we're always a little behind the times when it comes to talking about public safety.
That's NPR's Meg Anderson. Thank you.
You're welcome.